Last week's terror attacks in Paris sent shockwaves throughout the world, including here to the Central Valley. Joining us now in our studio, we have a member of the local group Alliance Française. Frederick Martin joins us to talk about the local community's response. Frederick, welcome.
Good morning.
You held an event yesterday afternoon, a moment of silence at your Fresno office. Tell us about how the community here in the San Joaquin Valley of both French nationals, Francophiles, what has been the response here locally to the tragic news last week?
Well, a lot of people have come to the event. This is something that was very visible on social media, that France was going to hold a minute of silence at noon. Paris time, obviously, was 3 o'clock in the morning here. So we decided to have the same event here, and 20 to 30 people showed up at the Alliance Française, at our office on North 1st Street. And we had a minute of silence. Then I read a declaration from the French ambassador in English and in French. We also sang the Marseillaise together and then exchanged some thoughts and what our feelings were and just, you know, a place to share our feelings about it.
These attacks last week really struck at the heart of Paris, not just physically, which they did, but mm-hmm. also at the heart of Parisian culture, French culture. When we think of Paris, we think of the good life. We think of dining at an outdoor cafe. We think of going and seeing entertainment, music, in this case also a sporting event. How do you think Parisians are responding to this and Francophiles throughout the globe? Is there a sense of defiance in the wake of this?
Well, it's important. I want to take back what you – I mean, expand a little bit on what you just said about hating the French culture. They actually went into an area that's very popular, multicultural, people of all colors or creeds and young people. They didn't go into the tourist areas, so to speak. They went into an area where people have less money, not poor, but less money, young people, young workers, people having fun on a Friday night. They also, as you know, started this thing at the stadium where there was a soccer game going on. And actually, they did a poor job considering there were 80,000 people there. They did a very bad job so it's to me, it's a little strange to call them an army because they are very bad soldiers.
In terms of this event coming on the heels of the January attacks at the Charlie Hebdo newspaper, Paris has now gone through two tragic events. From your perspective here as someone in California watching this from abroad, is the reaction different in the community, in the Parisian community, in the French community?
Well, the first one was clearly, the first time we had that. So it was, even though we've had some bombings before, this attack was very specifically against that iconic magazine, Iconoclastic magazine. And so that was, there was more of a ideology thing. This one is truly about attacking France at the heart of the French lifestyle, and that is where it's different. In terms of the reaction, it's the same. Unfortunately, there's a little bit of lassitude with it, but at the same time, I want to underscore that this is not the only place where this happens. You know, it happened the day before in Beirut. It happened in Egypt when they blew up that plane, and so on and so on. And it's just something that fortunately, we are getting used to.
The motto of the city of Paris is
"Fluctuat nec mergitur."
Tell us,
it floats but never sinks. Yeah,
battered by the waves, but
that's right.
Continues on. Quite appropriate in a time like this.
Sure, and it's being used everywhere in Paris right now, of course, in all the headlines.
Tell us about the French community here in the Central Valley.
There are a few French people. A lot of French Francophiles and Francophones. We actually have a strong membership, a little over 200 people, are members of the Alliance, and we teach classes and we have cultural events. We now have a place, so we show French movies, and we just had a meeting last week on French politics, actually, and what's going on there and what's changing, and definitely this has affected French politics. The French president is using a message that's pretty much resonates throughout the political spectrum. More on the right side of things, but that's my opinion.
One comment is, on that note, NPR's Scott Simon on Twitter the other day, as French President François Hollande was talking about this incident and the French response, and reading from Scott Simon's Twitter post here, he says, cultural difference. François Hollande didn't shy away from saying the French response would be, quote, ruthless. A U.S. politician would probably say robust. Your thoughts on that comparison?
Well, it's interesting. Yeah, robust, because we like weapons in this country more than we do over there. And I think that because we're closer to the place, he really wanted to make sure that to send a very strong message. I don't know if that's the right message. No, I'm just an individual here. I'm not speaking on behalf of the Alliance Française. But I think that that push button mentality of let's drop 20 bombs and see what happens and make us feel good about it may not be the right thing. But that's just me.
Again, speaking with us today, Frédéric Martin of Alliance des Français of Fresno. Going back to that issue of French culture, how does the return to normalcy happen in a state like this? People are still going to go to Paris. Obviously, it's international destination of the highest order. I did see, though, the other day that a report online that hotel bookings were down by 50% or something like that. To be expected, certainly.
Sure.
What are the steps to re-embrace those traditional things we think
of? Well, we've gone through these before. If you remember, in the early 2000s, there were all these explosions, and the suburbs were blowing up cars and so on. In the 80s, there were a lot of terrorist attacks in Paris, and we bounced back, and that's the whole thing. We just have to bounce back. And arguably, one could say that right after those attacks, with 5,000 more military in the street and police, it's probably a lot safer than it's been in many years because you have a focus on it. So any strange behavior, will be looked at. I remember being in the airport on the way back right after one of those explosions, and a kid had left a bag with bottles of wine and went to the bathroom. Within 5 minutes, there were cameras. The police moved everybody out, and they were about to blow up that bag. So there is, right now, it's probably a very safe place to say to be. Paris is safe right now.
Frédéric Martin grew up in Paris and moved to the U.S. in his early 20s. He was elected president of the group Alliance des Français, Alliance Française de
Alliance
Fresno.
Alliance Française de Fresno.
Yes, I got it right there. With the stated goal of opening the Alliance's office, cultural center, classrooms, and library. As of July of this year, that dream became a reality after 32 years with the Fresno chapter. Mm-hmm. Again, Alliance Française de Fresno. Frédéric, thank you so much for joining us today on Valley Edition.
Thank you very much.